This is an ABC podcast.
3, 2, 1, let's go.
This is Neej and Footy with Sam Wykes and Chinidal Arona on ABC Radio Australia.
Aloha and welcome to all our Hawaiian listeners. You're listening to Neej and Footy, the home of Pacifica footy news and stories in the rugby league and rugby union worlds. My name's Tiniro Aruna, and alongside me each week is my Tongan Australian koi, Sammy Wykes. Sammy, good morning, mate. Oh, sorry, good afternoon, mate.
Sorry, mate. What are you doing? Are you all good? He's got his head on Vegas. That's why he's not here.
Yeah, it's a bit all over the shop at the moment. I'm time traveling tomorrow, so I will be heading to Las Vegas for round one in the NRL. So this will be my last show for a couple. Friday and Monday,
you'll be away. Well, perfect.
Yeah,
we'll rip into a massive show. And yeah, malolo le talofa lava to everyone out there in the Pacific as well. Big show coming up, T. Massive show. As you said, you're going to Vegas. We're going to get some NRL previews from yourself, from some of the trial games that happened on the weekend. But of course, we're going to say it again. Vegas, I can't believe how fast it's come.
Yes, round one is here, mate. It's here. Pre-season challenge is done. So I'll do a quick review on that tournament that was held over the last few weeks. Super Rugby, round two. Still some entertaining matches. I did manage to catch a few of the games or a few moments. And we have speaking of rugby union, Super W starts this weekend.
This Friday, the Drua versus the Tars grand final rematch.
And we've managed to get one of the Super W Drua players here on Neej and Footy.
We have Lorraine Senivutu. She's a prop, made her debut last year against the Reds from the village of Kandavu. So that'll be interesting to chat to her, see how things have changed under the new coach. Can't wait for that season and to kick off in Super W. And no surprises, Will T. My tipping gone down the gurgler again. No good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good for me.
It's good for you.
Because we are playing for a jersey
this year on the winner's choice. Friday, so there we go.
Stick around. We have Lorraine Senivutu joining us here on Neej and Footy.
Moment of the week.
Yeah, we're going to start with our moment of the week. We'll get our moment from Rugby Union. And I thought this was a big achievement to one of our guests that we've had on the show, Alan Alaalatoa, proud Samoan Australian from the ACT Brumbies. He now becomes the highest capped captain in Brumbies history. So that happened on the weekend when he led his team out for the 52nd time. He overtakes Ben Mowen. Did Larkin? I don't think Larkin.
Gregan.
So Gregan now goes down to third. It goes Gregan, Ben Mowen. And now
Alan Alaalatoa. What a achievement. When you think of when you think of Australian rugby union, you know, the Brumbies have always been up the top, and to have a milestone, have an achievement of being the most capped skipper of that prestigious club. And he is Samoan
heritage. We had him when did we have him on? Last year, was it? Yeah, he spoke so well just around his leadership, and there's a reason why he's led them out so many times, because he has an aura about him where it's just action first, doesn't need to say much, and the boys follow him into the trenches. And we've got a little bit of audio from the Brumbies Instagram page. Guys like Christian Lili'ifanos left him a voicemail all the way from LA, but it was a touching message from his old man, Big Villy.
Hi, Sam. Congratulations for being the longest serving captain for Brumbies so far. We are very proud of you. Our family, the Brumbies family, wish you and the team all the success for 2025. Remember, go hard or go home. Go the Brumbies.
Yeah, Daddy loves it, man. He won't miss this game.
Well, there you have a Big Villy. He played for Samoa as well, the old man. Big human being. So, once again, congrats to Alan. Hope you captain many more in years to come, mate.
Hey, guys. I'm Alan Alaalatoa. I'm from the Wallabies, and you're listening to Neej and Footy.
Yes, so round one is here in Rugby League. We will kick off with our footy news, and the NRL preseason challenge has been completed. We forgot to mention in the intro, Sammy, my predictions. 3-2-1.
Oh, yes, 3-2-1.
I've got three more to go, so I've
ranked. With the opportunity to change into after watching all those trial games.
Yeah, so I've got my last three teams, and then we will change after watching the last few weekends, which
there's got to be some big changes.
There were some big changes. There were some clubs that, yeah, they surprised me.
Sorry, Chooks, you're getting the spoon.
Look, it is trials, but you know, you can. People say don't read too much into it. Nah, you can read into it.
Yeah, second trial, you can read a lot into it.
Well, speaking of the preseason challenge, the Broncos, they win $100,000 for winning the tournament. They finished on top. And I'm hoping every single one of those players that played, they will get a split in that prize money.
Yep, that's your RLPA hat on.
No, I'm
making
no,
sure that
I'm just hoping that they do. That's got nothing. I don't think that has anything to do with me.
Oh,
that
really?
Would be
I
a discussion
the
between
agreement.
The players and the clubs.
Okay.
Usually, most clubs might go 50-50, put it towards the players' kitty.
Actually, on that, there's a preseason challenge against the Reds and Tars.
Yep.
And there was 25,000. And on the bus, you know, you get the big check.
Yep.
CEO was on the bus, everyone nudging each other. Oh, tell him to give us some of the prize money. And I was the oldest one in the team, got up. Oh, boss man, are we getting any of the money? He just looks back like, he goes, you're dreaming, mate. You haven't even played. I was
wow.
injured.
And
I was like, boom, boom, boom. So hopefully they have more luck than me getting some of that money.
That memory of yours must be
it hurts.
Traumatizing.
Yeah.
You'd never believe who got the wooden spoon of the preseason challenge.
Don't know. I can't remember.
What will be one of my changes?
In the predictions. Roosters.
Yes,
Roosters,
the red, white, and blue.
Yep.
Dragons came second, and I put them at final in my NRL 2025 season. And the Storm came second last. So some big surprises.
They got big names out.
Like I said.
Storm.
You cannot read it too much into it, but just a couple of the games that stood out for me. The Dragons, they beat the Bunnies 46-26. Now, there was a player that scored four tries. His name is Sione Finau. He was unreal, but the center inside him, Cook Islander, Valentine Holmes, set up all four of them tries, four try assists. He ran for 164 meters. Yeah, a couple line break assists, the line break himself. But speaking of Sione Finau, he had to come off straight after his last try. So he copped a high shot 1 minute before that try. They went down, attacked they got a penalty, went, attacked the try line. Sione Finau scores. Now, the NRL were trialing a new rule during this preseason challenge. If a player gets head hired, then he has to go off, does the HIA assessment, fails that HIA assessment. Whoever done the head high will then get sent off into the bin for 10 minutes. So there's a 15-minute window where the player goes off for HIA assessment. Sione Finau, after he scores his last try, you can see him struggling. He's holding on to the trainers. They thought it was heat stroke because it was a hot day while they were playing. But then he ended up coming off for a HIA assessment due to that head high that was given by one of the Bunnies players. Now, he failed the HIA assessment. That Bunnies player got sent to the bin for 10 minutes after. So while the game was already still playing after Finau.
So that was a trial rule. No, that's not coming into
just
NRL?
Just the trial rule. I think it was the only time it happened during the preseason trials over the three weekends. But yeah, hoping Sione Finau recovers well. Hopefully it's not too bad. And yeah, he just hydrates and rests his head.
Is that the left edge?
That is the left winger.
There's only one other better combo for Cook Island Tongan combo out there in this world today.
Who's that?
Just me and you, brother.
Left edge?
Left edge.
Here yeah, I don't play right side. I'm left side all day. Left side, strong side. On Friday, I mentioned the Bulldogs versus the Broncos would be one of the matches to watch. Now, the Broncos winning this one 30-14. Both teams look pretty stacked. I mentioned Reece Walsh, Payne Haas, you know, Stephen Crichton. Very competitive trial. I thought there was some huge impacts. You know, they went back and forth, especially in the defensive end of the game. Broncos slightly edging them on building pressure, though. There was a Reece Walsh 40-20 that he kicked inside his 30. Not long after that, Ben Hunt puts up a kick for Walsh. Walsh chases it and then causes a error from the Bulldogs. Adam Reynolds scores the first try for the Broncos. Now, we mentioned on Friday the new coach, Madge. Yeah, the reaction, or how do the Broncos respond from the 2024 season? I think they got off to a good start. Yep. That starting side.
Shirts on policy is working. The shirts on policy is working for them.
And the Bulldogs flying Fijian rookie Jeffro.
Scores again.
Continues to impress us.
You reckon he'll get a debut this year? Like, surely long season.
Well, who's the wingers?
Montoya.
I'm just thinking State of Origin. You know, Critter goes, do they potentially try and get one or two more in the Origin team and then it opens up them spaces? I don't like to wish injuries.
No, you don't. But
on anyone.
But there's some opportunities that could present themselves later on.
Let's just say he is heading in the right direction.
Great news.
Well, that's it for the preseason. Can't believe the round one is just a few days away. And I'll be reporting live. No, I won't be in Las Vegas, but... Man, it's going to be a crazy season. Now, I wouldn't read too much into those trials, but with my predictions, there will be some changes being made.
Don't read too much into it, but read a lot into it because there's going to be changes. That's how I'm reading that.
Well, let's get to my final ladder predictions for this season. There is 14 teams that I've covered. Now I've got the last three, the top three. I'll start with my third team. Now, this one may surprise you, Sammy, but I've gone with the four-peat champs as my third place team for 2025. That is the Penrith Panthers. Now, I think they will finish the regular season as minor premiers or, you know, top two. But my prediction is they fall one short.
They fall one
the
short.
Major semi. Yeah, sure.
They look good in the trial, though. Like
six grand
a lot
finals.
Of depth there.
If they were to make this grand final, that would be six in a row. They have gained Blaze Talangi from the Eels and also Isaiah Papali'i from the Tigers, but some huge losses. Jerome Luai, Sunia Turuva, and the big man, James Fisher-Harris. So when you think of those three players and the value that they give on and off the field to that club and to that team over the last 4 or 5 years, how do they replace those players?
Well, When you talk about that, I feel like, you know, Roosters will struggle to replace those players maybe because of their junior base. But I feel like Penrith is a different beast when it comes to unearthing and replacing some bigger names. Like, say like that, is it Trent Talau? Is that the halfback that played for the halfback for Penrith? Absolutely killed it on the weekend.
Yeah, hooker half.
Hooker half. So I just feel like they've just got the depth there. Compared to, say, the Roosters. But anyway,
Remember him because I played him in Ron Massey only a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah, he's calling me old.
So old.
Very old. And I took it personal.
Did you go after him?
And I tried chasing him down, but he was too fast.
Too quick?
He was too quick.
Well, I feel like he's going to step in for Jerome's shoes at some point, or Cleary's shoes at some point.
Yeah, but yeah, you just think of the... I mentioned those names that they are losing. You think of the... leadership, the energy, the standards that they hold, they will replace those players. But this happens every year for the Panthers. So they do know how to overcome the challenge of losing high quality. But speaking of the Panthers, let's focus on what they do have and not what they don't have anymore. Nathan Cleary,
yep.
Isaiah Yeo, Dylan Edwards, the big three. And then you add the names
all
of
good. They're all good.
Brian Toor, Isaac Tungo. And they still got the other big man, Moses Leota.
Yep, they're sweet.
They've got enough in the tank.
Okay.
My second, two more. First and second left. That is the Storm and the Sharks. So I'll start with the Melbourne Storm. The Storm finishing second last season. I think they went into the grand final favourites. No Nelson Asofa Solomona due to that high tackle in the major semi. So him missed the GF. They also finished the regular season, minor premiers, winning 19 games and only losing 5. They've also only lost one player from that grand final team in Christian Welsh. He's retired. They have gained a powerhouse forward in Samoan. Sammy?
Forgot.
Stefano Utoi Komanu. And rumours are, I'm hearing some whispers, he is keen to come on Nijan Footy shortly.
Really?
So we will get the big Stefano.
I'll make sure I remember his name for that one then.
And they've also got a rugby union player, Moses Leo.
Who?
Moses Leo.
Who's that?
From New Zealand Rugby Union.
Really?
Don't say who's that. You'll hear who he is very shortly.
What is he, Samoan? Sounds Samoan, Leo.
Well, we'll soon see.
You don't know, eh?
They do.
Keep going, hurry. I want to get to the Roosters.
They do have their big four, Cam Munster, Harry Grant, Ryan Papenhuyzen, and 2024 Daily M medalist Jerome Hughes. Again, you add those names to Ali Katoa, Xavier Coates, Sean Bloor, and Fijian Tui Kamikamitha. They will be in the top two. They're going to lose round one.
They're going to lose round one for the first time. Will they? That's my prediction.
Will they playing in round one?
Got no idea, but I just think it's time. It's time for them to lose round one.
Well, off to my Sharkies, and they finished fourth last season, losing the major semi to Penrith. The Sharks will look to go one more better to get to the GF this year. They have gained one of the best props in the game, Adam Fanua-Blake. Adam helped the Warriors to a top four finish in 2023. His work rate is unbelievable, and he knows how to find the try line, and he already has in the preseason challenge. Now, speaking of tries, Ronaldo Mulitalo. He was the seventh highest try scorer in the last season. And look out for big seasons from their halves, Nico Hines and Braden Trindle. I've got a lot to expect from Adam Fanua-Blake, but I think the man will bring another premiership to the Shire, which is why I've got them at the top and Melbourne Storm finishing second. Speaking of Adam, I just feel like he brings that Andrew Fifita energy to Cronulla Sharks, you know, that really owns those big moments, gets after it, and you know, takes that responsibility on his shoulders. So watch him add that value.
I think you've
that
very
experience to
the Sharkies forwards pack. Shire. I'm not denying that, but I feel like you're very biased to the clubs that you always play for, like Chooks and Sharks. Yes, they're good, but it's a big core, number one like that.
Who won the tipping comp last year?
Yep, that's you for sure. Yeah. And I'm down the bottom. So, with all of that, quickly,
yes.
With all of that being said, who are you changing after watching everything?
All right, so the Dragons are not getting the spoon.
Okay, they're not.
I can tell you that now. They're not getting the spoon.
So, who's getting the spoon?
I actually think the Dragons will creep into that top eight. The top eight. I really want Eels to get in there, but I just haven't seen enough of the Eels yet. But I think Dragons.
Sorry, they've got Eels have got the Storm round one. All right. If Eels beat Melbourne round one, they're getting in the eight.
Roosters will finish below 10th.
You don't want to say wooden spoon, eh?
No, I'm not saying wooden spoon.
He doesn't want to say it.
I'm not doing that. What else do we have? We have the Cowboys. I had the Cowboys finishing below the lower end of the ladder, but I just watching them on the weekend, they were quite impressive. So
they'll
sneak back up there as well. But everything else, I'm happy. Oh, actually, sorry, I had Rabbitohs around the 8th, 9th. Just losing those big players early in the season.
The Eastern Suburbs boys aren't going to play well.
So, wooden spoon, I'm actually going to go with, I'm going to go the Titans.
Titans?
Yep. Titans, wooden spoon, Rabbitohs not, you know, near there.
Near there.
Dolphins. So, the bottom three are Dolphins, Rabbitohs, and Titans.
Yeah, okay. I reckon that's definitely the bottom four, at least. Roosters,
Titans. Roosters not coming last.
No, they're not coming last, but I'm just saying in that bottom section, Roosters, Rabbitohs, Titans, Dolphins, they're going to be around the bottom.
And then, so my top eight, Sharks, Storm, Panthers, Manly, Broncos, Bulldogs. Let's go with the Dragons and, I really want the Eels to get in there, eh? Let's go there. Cowboys.
Well, there you have it. Well done, T. That's a tough job. Like always, we're probably going to be proven wrong anyway with all these predictions, but it's nice to see that you're going to put your name on the line out there.
Do not take this personal at all.
It's fair enough. But that's all rugby league done. Shift over to rugby union.
Yep, let's go to rugby union.
Let's go. Well, Super Rugby Pacific, it has delivered the goods again last weekend. Epic weekend of footy. Tight wins, plenty of points, 69.1 points on average per game that weekend. Week before was very similar, so tries galore for all the rounds of Super Rugby. Yeah, and of course, plenty of our Nation footy stars absolutely killing it. And the only thing you could have asked for, I could have asked for, something more than that, was just to get one of my tips right. You know, we've spoken about my tipping a lot. I just can't believe I can't get one right. Like, it's just, I don't know what it is.
It's all right. You weren't the only one, because our big man, Totai Kefu,
he went Moana Pacifica.
Moana Pacifica over the Reds. Were they ever in front?
Oh, it was close. We're going to get into that bit of detail. They didn't get front, but they got close. He went against his old team. I went against my old team, not once, but twice. 2 weeks in a row, I've gone against the Western Force, and they won both their games. Like, they went down to the Brumbies. They haven't won there since 2011, when I played. 2011 was the last time they beat the Brumbies.
Have some more faith in your old teams, mate.
I know. I wish I did. Well, this is why I went against them, because the fact is, in their 20-year history, they've only won before last weekend. They only won the opening game twice. Haven't won in Canberra since 2011. Again, it was Alan Alatoa's record-breaking game as captain. And I thought for sure that the Brumbies would have got up. I know they had Wallabies come back and they hadn't played a game yet, but I just thought they just would have got the job done. But no good.
Well, that gamble didn't work out for the Brumbies, and it also didn't work out for the Drua.
No, it didn't. But we'll get to the Drua. They're going to come good this weekend. I can feel it.
You better hope so, because they're 0-2.
They are. Well, we'll start with the Reds versus Moana Pacifica first. This game was played in Brisbane. It's Moana's second game on the road and the Reds' first game of the season, because they had the bye last week. It was a try fest. The Reds ended up winning 56-36. The Reds raced out to a 21-0 lead after 12 minutes. And Artie Savia crossed over for his first try for Moana Pacifica, and it stayed 21-8 right to half time. Started to buck it down, so it got a little bit messy in that period. But for the Reds, yeah, they look impressive. I think what Todd did say as well is that the Reds are going to push for a title. That's what he believes. They had 3 yellow cards in the first half. They made 110 tackles compared to Moana's 43. So they just defended that whole time. And after 80 minutes, when you look at the other stats, 65% possession to Moana compared to 35% to the Reds. Territory 70% to Moana, and the Reds had 30% positive territory. So with those stats, to still score 56 points with pretty much only 14 men that whole first half, you have to say that the way they played, they're probably, I think the King Kefu is going to be right in this one. They're going to push for higher honours and be at that pointy end of the season just after that first game. And I had to go and look at reasons why after seeing those stats. I had to go watch the game again just so it can, where you can paint stats in your favour. Have you ever done that before when you lose by 60 and you come in to review on Monday and they paint the positive picture that, we won this 10-minute period.
You won the stat battle, but you didn't win the scoreboard.
Just to keep your confidence. But so I just wanted to see what was happening there. But for Moana, if I'm looking forward in a constructive way, I think it's a simple fix for them, because they leaked all their points, first three phases of set piece, like especially lineouts, and then off kick counter returns. So within that first three phase, they leaked points.
Well, this game, I did manage to watch a bit of it, and I took on your point about the detail in the mauls as well.
Yes. Reds, this is great. Reds
here we were go. Very dominant, and I felt like I did watch Artie, and he was getting in there, but then as soon as he was out of there, the Reds started to flow even further, and then even scoring tries off the back of set plays,
yep,
or not long after a set play.
That's exactly right. So even if they don't get the more straight away, scoring off the more, as those three phases are so crucial that they get right, because they tie him in, and that detail from Moana Pacifica, their players understanding how to defend that little area around the mall, who needs to fold, who needs to stay. That's why I say it's a pretty easy fix for them, because if they can get that bit right and stop at least, say, two tries from a line out, like that puts them back in the mix to probably close out some of those games. So if I'm them, I'm just working on those simple fixes, because they can attack. Like, they have got the attacking weapons to be able to score points, and they still scored 36 of them.
Well, you should call Tana Umanga.
Nah, I've got too many fingers in pies already. I've got
let him know.
I've got too many hats on.
Imagine Tana answers your call. He's like, yeah, mate, how you going?
I can fix this for you.
I reckon if you just focus on this for the next week or two, you stop two tries, you're in the mix.
Well, trust me, give a call to guys like Nathan Sharp, Victor Matfield, the gurus of line out. Just get them in for 2 weeks, they'll fix it.
If you're listening and you know Tana Umanga, clip this, send it straight to him.
Yep. I trust
we've
me.
Got some or good advice here.
I've got you.
But, the union expert.
But I would say Kyron Tamoifalau, the winger for Moana Pacifica, the Tongan international, and former West Tiger Solomon Alaimalo. Both of them killed it on the wings. Like, they scored some really good long-range tries, and that's why I feel like they got no issues in attack. They know how to get the ball to width, and they know how to find the corner and score. And it's because of guys like back rowers, Miracle Failangi, Savea, and Semisi Taleloa. They know how to bend the line and get over the ad line. And all the others are just filling in the pieces for them to be able to create some really good attacking opportunities for Moana Pacifica. So I thought for them, that's what they need to work on. And they're going to get the job and score some points and close out some of those close games. So it's positive signs, I think, for Moana Pacifica. As the season builds. Some other standouts, Seru Uru and Flipadangunu from the Reds, the Fijians. That was solid as well. And I think Richie Asiata, the hooker for the Reds, I thought he was good as well. Smokey, I reckon he'll be in the Wallaby contention this year. That's how good he is going. We're going to go to the Drua. Heartbreak. You chose the Drua, didn't you, T?
No. I went...
Oh, you went the Hurricanes.
The Canes, and they just won.
They just won. Heartbreak for the Drua. Another narrow loss going down to the Hurricanes in Napier, 38-34. Fireworks from the start. Samuel Duplessis Karifi from the Hurricanes. He scored a try within the first 30 seconds. And then 5 minutes later, Ratuva, the winger for the Drua, scored a beautiful try in the corner.
Was that the fastest try ever in Super Rugby?
No, the fastest try was Paul Hippy from the Chiefs. 8 seconds. It was actually against Moana Pacifica. So still quick though, 32 seconds. Holy. But King Kefu, what he said on Friday, he was excited to see the combo of Frank Lomani and Isaiah Armstrong-Ravula for the Fijian Drua, because they made 15 changes, or they selected sort of around one team and around two team. They looked the goods. I think they will be the 9-10 combo moving forward, and they're other center, Tambuovo, who has had a lot of experience in France, he made his debut for the Drua. I think that's going to be the 9-10-12 combo moving forward. But it'll be interesting to see how Glenn Jackson uses Caleb Muntz, who was their 10 as well. I feel like you can't leave him on the bench. He's too good to be on the bench. So he's going to have a selection headache, I think, moving forward, because round three, they're going to have their strongest team out there after seeing those two games. But for the Drua, being down, they got themselves back in front to 34-31 with 5 minutes to go after scoring from a perfect line-out play where Thanagaivata scores. But it must be frustrating for coaches and the players, because they can score tries that only Fijians can score. They can score from anywhere, and they can score within 1 minute, 2 minutes, whatever. But it's like it's the, what do you say, the non-sexy parts of the game that let them down.
Yeah, the attention to detail parts. Yeah,
I think we've used that a lot. It's our favourite line, attention to detail. But they don't catch the kickoff cleanly after they score that try. And then the Hurricanes, they score straight away from it to then go back in front. And so it's just the improvements are there from the Fijian Drua. Like, they are making strong strides to becoming a complete team. but it's still just those small things are letting them down.
The thing that concerns me is I've been in them positions where you've just lost games and you've tried to bring the positives out of it, but geez, it can take a toll on you long term. Like if you keep doing this week after week,
I know
it does come in, it hurts. So
I was thinking the same thing, but what gives me a little bit more confidence for the draw, because of the two different teams that played round one and round two, round three gives you confidence because, all right, boys, this is our strongest team.
Let's go to work.
Let's go to work. So that's why I feel like this is a crucial game.
And who are they playing?
The draw have the Waratahs in Sydney, so it's actually a doubleheader with the girls in the men's game. So I feel like the Tars coming off a bye, off a good win, so they'll be well rested. But yeah, I feel like this is there's a good clash here between the Drua and the Tars, and I think I'm going to choose the Drua in this game.
All right, let's do that. We'll tip. So save the tipping this Friday with Toops.
Yep.
I'll go Tars, you go Drua.
Okay, it's come on, locked Drua, in. Please. Lock it in. Oh, my goodness. Why did I have to do that?
Well, you just said that you're sensing this momentum.
I'm sensing momentum. Momentum.
Now,
right, I'm
two
doing
different
it.
Teams. Now they're going to have I'm the best it. Team, gonna and they're going to come up against Suli.
Suva, Ladoka, everyone, Nandi, get behind your team because...
Odds it over there.
No, I'm as in, like, I just need them to send
over
vibes.
Here.
It's
oh,
over here.
Yeah, nah.
Need them to send vibes. Need
I do
to send vibes.
Wish you all the best, brother.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that. But in other news as well, so we saw the Chiefs beat the Crusaders, the Highlanders. Beat the Blues. That was a big upset. And, of course, we mentioned the Force beat the Brumbies. Big shout-out to Chiefs winger Emoni Narawai. He is killing it. He is the man, and I feel like he's going to come into my dream team. He's already, he's going to be locked in. He just, I'm sure you could guess where he's from.
What's his name?
Emoni Narawa.
Fijian.
Fijian, there we go. He's a winger, fullback, Fijian. Oh, man, my team's going to be full of Fijian wingers and fullbacks, I think. So, again, Super Rugby, round three this week. We'll get a bit more of a preview on Friday with King Kefu. You won't be here, so Toops will fill in. Looking forward to that Friday episode. And in the women's, with Super W kicking off this weekend, their trials wrapped up. The Waratahs won 29-19 against the Western Force. The Brumbies beat the Drua 52-33. And Queensland Reds beat Rugby Victoria 87-7. So it'll be a big weekend of footy again. And to wrap up the rugby news, we have the Sevens happening over in Vancouver at the moment. And in the women's, Fiji are in the finals versus New Zealand, which is huge for them. And in the men's, Fiji made the semis but lost to South Africa. So they're still top three on the table. And hopefully we get to see the women's lift up the trophy against NZ. But that's all for Rugby Union for this week. Tinira, Arona.
Let's get it.
Vegas bound.
Let's go to our guest for Nation Footy, Loraini Senevutu.
Bula, my name is Vani Are. You're listening to Nation Footy.
T, with Super W kicking off this weekend, I thought it was a must that we get one of our Fijian Drua stars on, chat about their preseason, see how that went, and of course we'll talk about the grand final rematch against the Waratahs on Friday night here in Sydney. This player made her debut for the Drua last year against the Reds. She plays in the front row, and now she is joining us here on Nation Footy before heading off to training. Bula Vinaka Loraini Seni Vutu. Thank you so much for joining us.
Bula Vinaka. My name is Loraini Seni Vutu. I'm from Matsali Vunaka Seleka Kandavu. Share my 22 links to Vunangoro Nangala Madanavosa. And it's like you guys said, I'm a front row and made my debut last season.
I'm telling you now, it would have been exciting. I saw that game against the Reds, but from Kandavu, we learnt last year that Kandavu has the strongest carver in Fiji.
You know it.
We know it? Okay. So I just wanted to make sure our information was correct. And yeah, I won't be touching Kandavu carver for a very long time after having a couple of cups. But for yourself, the Drua women had their game against the Brumbies on the weekend, their final hit out. Yeah. How was that game?
It was a tough one, our first ever preseason game. Lucky that we got one before the season starts this week. it was a tough match. It's always a tough match against Brumbies. So yeah, part of the goals that we could play our playbook out and just have the structures in the game. We're really thankful for Brumbies for having us. Yeah.
Yeah, and how's the new coach? Is it Rawaka? Is that the new coach?
Rawanga.
Oh, Rawanga, sorry.
He's great to be. He takes everything like slow pace. He's always trying to get to know us individually. And yeah, we're lucky to have him as a coach.
We'll come back to your footy, but I just want to touch on a bit about your upbringing. What was your upbringing like and how did you get into footy?
I grew up in Nandrunga, as you must have known. I don't know whether you know. My rugby town in Fiji.
The so rugby factory, we know the rugby factory.
So, yeah, we're a sibling of seven. I'm the second eldest. Started off playing rugby way back in 2019. School competition, actually, started off. And then later on, I joined the Nandrunga provincial team, women's team, at the age of 16. Played in the Opens. It actually started off with one of my coaches back then. He was actually my teacher. He came into the classroom and went like, do you want to come join us? I'm actually going to be a coach this year for the women's team. And it's like a Vita Hutaki thing, like a relationship thingy back at home, where Kandavu is like Vito Butaki to Nandrunga. So he came, he went like, would you want to play? And then I was like, no, because I got school and stuff. And he went like, okay, never mind, because you Kandavu don't know rugby and stuff like that. I was like, I'm coming, don't worry, I'll be there training. So it started off like that, and it's been going ever since.
So was that sort of the first time, I'm assuming that you would have known a bit of rugby already, but was that the first time you had actually, you know, played rugby at all? Yeah. So you played and did you have to choose the front row, or well, they say the front row has
my,
to
like,
or chooses
chose
you
it for me.
He chose it for you.
Yeah, and I've been taking it on ever since.
if you think back to 2019, would you ever think that you'd be where you are today?
Nah. But I've always dreamt of it, though. But yeah.
I saw your interview you did with Drua TV, and you're talking about, you wanted to play because your brother toured to New Caledonia for the under-16s.
Yeah.
What's it like when you watch your family member tour and then now you've got the opportunity to tour and play rugby as a profession?
Sorry.
No, yeah, okay.
I grew up, like I said, I grew up in a rugby town, and watching my brother do stuff like that and go out of the family, go out, represent the family and just make them proud. I was like, I want to be like him. I want to do that too. And as soon as coach came in and told me that, I was like, yeah, I should just give it a try. And happy to say that I've got the full support and everything from Mecco.
For you?
Sorry.
No, you're okay.
I love how much it means to you. That's, just seeing the passion, what it means that you're doing what you love to do. It's cool to see.
For a young girl, young Fijian girl wanting to play rugby union and be in your shoes and represent the Drua, what advice would you give to that young girl?
I say if you know you have it within you, and if you just put your mind to it and everything, I'm pretty sure you'll be right here where I am.
Yeah, love it. Absolutely love it. Well, as well, in that interview, they were saying that you found out you were in the Drua squad you got a phone call, you didn't know the number, and you were making lunch for the family. Did it ever cross your mind that you weren't going to take the phone call, that lunch was more important than that phone call?
I don't know, but there's a Bible verse that says, when the time is right, the Lord will make it happen. So I guess there was my time, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. and making your debut last year, what was your parents' reaction when they found out or when you got to share that news with them?
Oh, they really wished that the game would be held back at home. But yeah, we had to travel to Brisbane and they were like, they couldn't even believe it. But I told them, it's true, I'm going.
Now, who did you tell first?
I just called my mom, but then they were both kind of there in the same. So yeah, at the same time with my parents.
And what were your thoughts when you first took the field, you know, in another country representing your nation?
I couldn't believe it at first. I was like, I had to tell myself, you're here and you just have to make it happen.
Cool.
And
yeah,
you played for the Nundrunga women's and you came through like the club system. I think it was Skipper Cup that it was called back then.
Yeah.
Now you're Super W. After all the emotion kicked in and you're out there and you're trying to find your lungs and breathe. Yeah, what was the biggest difference that you did that you found from going from Skipper Cup into Super W?
We're coming in from the provincial level into this professionalism. I'd say I had big issues to fill professional wise, from getting everything on time and trying to get myself prepared for training. So it was a big learning for me last year. So yeah.
Have you played in front of your family yet?
No, I haven't. Whenever I have a time to play at home, they wouldn't be able to make it. So hoping this year they could make it to our home games.
In terms of rugby, who did you look up to when you were, you know, growing up? I know you mentioned your brother. Was there anyone else that you've looked up to in the rugby league world? Or sorry, rugby union world. Sorry, just had to put that in there.
There's no expansion in Fiji yet, mate. Relax.
If you ever wanted to go play rugby league, let me know, but in the rugby union world.
Well, that would be none other than Wasile Serabi. So, yeah, I grew up knowing him through my dad. He'd be going like, ever since I took up sports, he'd go like, do you know what Wasile would be doing right now if I'll be lying down? And he'd be like, okay, what? He'll be running around training. I was like, okay, cool, never mind, I'm going.
There's the madam. Oh, the king of seven. So obviously you're playing with her daughter in the drawer, with his daughter, sorry. Have you met the great man? Has he been around camp?
Yeah, he actually gave me this before coming in.
Oh, that's one of his water bottles. Oh, there he had his name.
Yeah. Yeah, stay hydrated. So that's perfect. It's part of that professionalism. But what was it like meeting your hero? Or one of the inspirations?
Well, I actually met him way back in, first time ever meeting him was, I think, 2023 maybe, when Drua had a warm-up match against Rhinos. And then I was in the HPU system back in Fiji, and then they were kind of short with props, and then I had to come fill in, so I was there with him. And he coached me. I was like, oh my God, he's here. He asked me and he's coaching me. I was like, it was nothing but a wholesome feeling meeting him for the first time. And to get him coach me, it's nothing but a dream come true.
That's awesome. when you showed me your water bottle, it reminded me of your good habits, good lifestyle habits, and being a professional. I always try and encourage my friend here, Sammy, to bring a water bottle. He likes to be dehydrated.
The whole day, you get coffee, that's it.
But if there was any one bit of advice that you'd give to a young girl looking to play professional rugby union within their lifestyle habits, what's one thing that you'd, one bit of advice you'd give to that girl?
Well, I would tell her to know what's best for your body. And to look after your body, because that's your temple, that's your money maker.
Yes.
That's it, your money maker.
And what's it like being a woman playing rugby union, you know, growing up or being born or coming through as a young child in the 90s? It wasn't common to see many women rugby union players. What does it mean for yourself to be, you know, one of the trailblazers for Fijian rugby union in the women's game?
Well, I started off, like I said, way back in 2019, and I think rugby was introduced back, but then in Nantunga it was just a year after. So we would be criticized, like, women are not supposed to play and stuff. But last year, after coming back from tours and everything, getting back home, and to actually get calls from your cousin and stuff, and hearing was like, I want to be like you. It's nothing but, I tell you, the feeling is great.
Yes.
To actually know that people are looking up at you.
Yeah, the draw women have definitely changed the perception, and you just see all the kids going, like that semi-final last year, seeing, I think it was Buna when she made that that line break, and just watching like a full Suva crowd get on their feet and cheer. That's something that you wouldn't have seen, even 4 or 5 years ago. So it was impressive to watch. But what would you have been doing if the Drua didn't have a team, or if rugby wasn't in Fiji? What would have been the expectation?
Well, I'll be back in school, to be honest. I think I would be pursuing my career in agriculture. So, yeah. Because the first year that Drua took part in the competition was way back in 2022. And I was still in school. And as soon as they won the title, I was like, I just want to be there. I finished my education, secondary in 2022. I was supposed to take up school and go up to uni. I had other plans, so I think other plans were made for me, and I didn't choose it, but yeah, thankful for it.
I love seeing how you appreciate the position that you're in, and you recognize, and you're also very grateful. You know, it's quite heartwarming for us to see this. So it's been an absolute pleasure. With the season about to come up, round one, what's some of your short-term or the goals that you have planned for yourself for the near future?
This year's goal, my main goal for this year is just trying to make it to the final cup for the World Cup. Get into the final team for Vijayana. And right after that would be, I think I'm just, try and get a career maybe. But still a question mark though.
No, I'm sure you keep working hard, carrying that water bottle around. You're going to go and be in that World Cup team. But you are playing the Waratahs this week. It's a grand final rematch. You've been in the grand final now 3 years in a row. And as I said, you watched it and that inspired you. What are some of the lessons that come out of last year's grand final that are going to help the Drua hopefully bring the cup back home this year?
I think personally, I would think for us to just keep on working till the last whistle, and keep on working on our walk-ons every week.
Last one from me. Now, I don't know if it's a question or a bit of a I'm going to ask for a favour. So when you play the Western Force this year,
oh, I know where this is going. I know where this is going.
And there's a girl on the other team.
She'll be wearing it. She'll have braids. Rip them out.
Her name is Sarah Ngama. Make sure you just put a nice little late shot on her. Just a bit of a shoulder and just say, that's from the boys in Nijin Footy. Bill, we're good. Okay, thank you.
So it was asking,
I'll try.
That's a big favour. That's a big favour. But finally, you made your debut last year. There's big things ahead. Yeah, there is that World Cup.
Yeah.
To put on that white Fijian jersey and sing the anthem, have you dreamt about that just the same way you dreamt around, playing for the Drua when they lifted that trophy?
I made my first debut for the Fijiana 15s way back in 2024 for the WXV3. And to be honest, getting into the squad, I didn't even think I would make it because of all the experienced players around and getting to travel with them. It was a big learning for me, skills-wise and everything. So, yeah. But for 2025, World Cup, I can't even imagine it right now.
Well, we wish you all the best for not only this weekend against the Waratahs, hopefully you get the win, but the rest of the season, and then hopefully we get to see you in the Fijiana white jersey at the World Cup.
Naka.
And you continue to look after that moneymaker.
And smash Sarah as well when you play the Force. But anyway, Minaka Waka level. And we, yeah, we hopefully get to chat to you at some point soon again.
Yeah. See you guys soon.
This is Nijin Footy.
Give me three answers for this one.
Yes, it's nearly time for us to go. But before we do, each week on Nijin Footy, we end with Give Me Three, which is our categories game, where we someone comes in, gives me three categories. Oh, it's three categories. Is it three categories?
Sound like you said that in such an Australian accent, eh?
Did I? What? How did I say it?
Yeah. We're about to wrap up the show.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. I saw you did.
No, I didn't. Maybe I did. But anyway.
Anyways.
Give me three. It's your turn.
So I give you three. We keep a score. The loser at the end of the season, end of the year, has to shout the winner and their partner.
Spa.
A spa day, dinner.
Massage.
Massage. All of it.
Everything.
So. The score is I'm on 8, you're on 4.
8-4 already?
Yeah, it's my turn to give you your question. Wow. So with Las Vegas coming up this weekend, we have 4 NRL teams. Okay. Now, give me 3 Cook Island players who is expected to play in the opening NRL game in Vegas this weekend. Opening NRL games.
Wait, ask the question again.
Give me 3 Cook Island players who is expected to play in the opening NRL round in Vegas this weekend.
Okay. For the Sharkies, I'll say Kale Idle.
That's one.
There's one. Who's playing over there? Can I say, Jularoo's players? Kale Idle.
Oh, no. Just NRL.
Just NRL. Who else is Cook Island?
What Cook Island Jularoos are there?
No, I thought Shannon Mato was.
No.
I just saw her on the plane. That's the first thing that came to my head. Who are the other two? Can I have a clue?
Yes.
Don't say they just... Have they been on the show?
Yes. One's been on the show.
Well, Kale's been on the show. I've already mentioned him.
There's two that have been on the show. So Kale's one of them.
Oh my goodness. Valentine Holmes, any other Cook Islander I can remember. Oh, Papali'i.
Two.
There's two. Is there one more?
Is there one more?
Jordan Rapana is not playing for the English team, is he?
Nope.
Over there?
He plays for Hull FC.
So they're not obviously in that game. one more. I've got this. Who else? Was this person on our show?
No, but I'll get him on the show.
You'll get him on the show. Warriors, who's Cook Island from the Warriors? Raiders, can't think. Who else is going? Sharkies and Penrith. Penrith, nah, lost me.
Done. They played for the Warriors. We have Chance, Nickel, Klokstad, and Marata Niokore.
Okay.
Two's not bad.
Two's not bad. I'll take two. I definitely would have thought Chance there. But anyway, that's good. So what's that take us to 8-6 now?
Both have played for the Cook Islands, for the
Warriors.
Perfect.
Well, that's good, Tay. All the best over in Vegas. Make sure you take our phone call when we cross over to you, please.
I'll do my best, mate.
Do your best, mate. You'll do more than that. You'll just take it, all right?
A fair bit of work to do over there, mate.
That's our time up.
Make sure the grounds are safe for the players.
Try to wrap it up. That's our time up for Nijin Footy. Tell your mates and find us wherever you get your podcasts or on the ABC Pacific website. See you on Friday, actually.
Hey, look after the show. Ka kite.
This show was produced on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.